Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Hantoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your health care needs naturally. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. And let's face it, not being healthy is a major problem that we have in this country. And too many of us are masking symptoms with pain controlling and other masking agents, medications that are really wreaking havoc and creating bigger problems. And unfortunately, if you don't look outside that box, you're going to have issues going forward in life. And we certainly don't want you to set yourself up for failure. We don't want you to have, you know, several different types of surgery as you get older. We would like for you to grow old gracefully and grow old healthfully. And so that's why we do this show each week. And the man behind the scenes that helps me put this show together and makes us handle the topics that we have, he puts it all together and asks the questions. His name is Mark Sabin, and he's in studio with me here this morning. So we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, Doc Rick, it's a pleasure to be here once again to talk about these issues that are just so important to everybody. I mean, everybody wants their health, and it's one of those birthrights that you have. And so many people in the course of their lives end up losing their good health, and you're doing everything that you can to help educate people to what they can do to proactively take care of their health. And now that we're approaching the springtime, in traditional Chinese medicine, there's a five-element theory. And in that five-element theory, each of the seasons coordinates with one of those elements. And spring coordinates with the element of wood. It's when things start to grow again. And it's the leaves are coming back on the trees, sap is running strong, the grass is beginning to grow again, and our sunlight is increasing. So beyond those obvious signs of springtime, how does the five element inform us about our health?
Well, it's an interesting question. It's a time of expansion. Nature's blossoming, as you said, and since we are part of nature, it would make sense that the body will go through its type of blossoming as well. So our energy picks up, there's more pep in our step. We are interested in getting out and getting more things done. There's a lot of planning for spending more time outside versus inside. And, you know, all of this is about the wood energy. And the first part of the wood element is the liver. And so now is the time to handle all the liver health issues, things like arthritis, things like joint pain and muscle weakness or muscle imbalances and, you know, how the body assimilates and processes food and manufactures hormones, etc. So liver is the time that we want to focus our energy specifically on the liver in an effort to create the greatest health outcomes that we could possibly create
for
ourselves.
You know, it's so interesting because I know you've described the liver as the grand central station of our bodies, and you just described a whole number of different functions that the liver has a role in. So why do you call it the grand central station? What is the importance here?
Well, everything within the body, certainly everything that enters the body from the outside world, goes to the liver for consideration. The body takes an inventory of what it is receiving versus what it already has, and it develops a plan for where those ingredients go. Do they get excreted or do they get held onto so the body can use the ingredients to repair and rebuild and maintain healthy function? And all of this is coordinated by the liver. So I liken it to grand central station, and if you've ever been to Grand Central Station, it's where all the trains come in, and there's a lot of activity that goes on, and everybody's rifling through whether they're going to go take a subway or go outside and get a taxi cab and, you know, go to where their final destination is, and it all comes into the central location, and that's the liver in the body.
Now, it's so many different things that are happening there in the liver, and one of the functions that the liver has is filtering. So what does filtering mean in sense of the body?
Well, it's sifting through the total ingredients entering the body, and it filters what is necessary, or it sorts them into what can be used versus what is not necessary and can be let go and excreted. And what that does is it dumps it into the intestines to go get passed out. And so there's a cycle that goes on. The large intestine is where most of our absorption takes place. It gets into the bloodstream. Both the small and the large intestine absorb nutrients into the bloodstream, and then all that blood goes to the liver for the, like we said, the sifting and the filtering and the figuring out what it holds on to and what it doesn't. And whatever it decides that it's not necessary to hold on to or is like a waste product, whatever, it dumps it back into the intestines for letting go.
It's so interesting. I mean, you the way you describe it, it sounds like the liver has such an incredible amount of intelligence. And I don't think that's the way most people think about their organs.
Well, every organ has an intelligence. There's an inherent intelligence within the body itself. You know, we've talked so many times about the microbiome and the enteric nervous system, which is the nervous system that lines the digestive system, mm-hmm. and the amount of neurological tissue associated with that. It is the second brain, and it is a brain that regulates what gets into the body and what doesn't get into the body, and then what the body does with the things that it lets in and how it coordinates all that. And all of that happens through your liver.
Wow. And the liver also works in conjunction with another organ, the gallbladder. Now, the gallbladder, you often hear about people who've had their gallbladder removed surgically, and the medical establishment will tell a person that you can live just fine without a gallbladder. But is that because they view that gallbladder, that's the organ that stores the bile, as its only function? But the bile is necessary for the proper breakdown of fats, isn't it?
Well, it is, and the gallbladder is a widely misunderstood organ. True, it does help to concentrate the bile to better each of us, to allow us to break down our fats, and it is the controller of all digestion. It's related to all digestive issues. If you have an irritable bowel or a Crohn's or a diverticulitis, etc., there's a gallbladder component associated with every single one of those digestive issues. It's also associated and controls headaches, so all headaches are gallbladder-related, knee pain, and the gallbladder stores the emotions of resentment, stubbornness, emotional repression, depression, indecision, frustration, aggression, among other types of those similar emotions. And all of that's processed through the liver gallbladder, but the gallbladder is certainly more, and I'm sure during the month of May we will delve into the gallbladder specifically.
I'm sure we will, because this notion that the expression of being galled by something is something that's been around for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yes.
Now, as I understand from you, that the fat that we eat is not the same as the fat that stores on our bodies, this belly fat or the fat that gets deposited on people's hips and thighs?
Actually, no, it isn't. The stored fat is the result of what the liver determined the body needs in order to survive. We store fat in those areas to insulate and protect ourselves, and this is related to how we view our world emotionally. The fat that we eat is different in that it will be broken down fully to free fatty acids to be absorbed by the body. Then the liver will help decide what those free fatty acids do and what they become. Are they burned or are they reconstituted and stored as fat? Are they converted over to cholesterol? You know, what does the body need to do with that fat? Because fat is an essential ingredient that the body needs. We have two main ingredients that the body always needs. It always needs essential amino acids derived from our protein breakdown. Those are essential because the body can't make them themselves, so we have to get them from the diet. And we also have the same thing within the fat. We have essential fatty acids, which is the breakdown product of fat digestion, and we can't manufacture that fat, the essential fats, ourselves. So we have to get those two main ingredients, the essential amino acids and the essential free fatty acids, from our food.
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing that people may not realize is that not all fats that accumulate in the body accumulate in places like the belly fat or the thighs or the hips, but they're actually, it can gather around the organs, and that may not show up externally.
No, it won't. This is why having fatty organs is so devastating when it comes to health. This is a really sick organ if it has fatty infiltration, and it is definitely long-standing and needs quite a bit of help in order to return to normal. The great thing about the body is, as long as the body is on board with things, it can change back to being healthy. And so I don't want anybody out there listening thinking that, well, they're entirely too far gone. If you have an intention to get well, if you have an intention to turn that big freight train around and head in a better direction for yourself, then there are things that you can do. And it just is a question of, are you up for it? Do you really want to commit to helping yourself, or you know, are you just going to allow yourself to ride off into the sunset?
Yeah. Now, so I understand now that the liver helps us, the body, deal with fat, and so does that also indicate that being overweight is a sign that the liver is not working properly?
That's one of the obvious indications, but for the internally fat people, it's not so obvious, and so it's important to have a regular health evaluation by somebody who's trained to look at how your body's functioning and get a sense of what the relationships are within the organs. Is there any stagnation? Stagnation meaning that things are blocked and they're not flowing the way that they're supposed to. They're slowed down. And if that is what's going on within a person's liver, then they can expect to have various health imbalances. One of those happens to be elevated cholesterol levels. A lot of it also has to do with things like arthritis, et cetera, and all of that's controlled and regulated by the liver. And so what's important for us is to make sure that the liver is always functioning the way that it should.
Wow, this is a great conversation. I want to get into some more of these topics in our next segment. But before we do, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to ask you some more questions about things like cholesterol and the liver function.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark and I are talking about fat and the need for fat and how it affects the liver. And we're really trying to talk about liver health. And Mark, I'm sure you have more questions.
Well, I'm kind of wondering if a person who is not overweight could also still have a liver imbalance.
Well, absolutely. And having your liver enzymes checked and having some function functional tests will tell you whether that's a problem or not. Doing a blood chemistry to evaluate the liver is an excellent place to start. And you need somebody who understands the functional numbers, not the do you qualify for disease or not numbers, but the actual functional numbers so that you can tell what your liver function is doing. Medical doctors look at liver numbers a little bit differently. They will wait until you have full-blown disease in order to throw in some treatment. And I'd like to make sure that you never need full-blown liver disease in order to get treatment. I'd like to make sure that you maintain your liver health so that it never gets diseased.
So when you look at the numbers of a person's blood work, then you're looking for a range of what you would call good functioning health versus crossing the line to where you have a problem, which is what the doctors will tend to do is when you've crossed that line, they'll look and say, well, you have a problem now.
Right, because at the end of the day, that's when insurance will kick in. Insurance will only pay if there is an absolute problem. And so doctors, if they want to get paid by the insurance industry, unfortunately, they actually have to wait until things become really, really bad in order to get paid, in order to do all the treatment that the insurance will pay for. And so the difference between somebody who does, you know, functional treatments is maintaining a normal function versus somebody who treats disease and waits until you have a full-blown problem.
That's an amazing distinction and an important one for anybody who wants to maintain their health. So what exactly is the relationship between fat and cholesterol?
Well, fat, when fully broken down into its free fatty acids, can, when the body needs it, use fat to build into cholesterol. And this depends upon what the body needs. But we have fat we eat, and the cholesterol we have, measured as blood cholesterol, have nothing to do with each other directly. So, you know, we've been sold a bag of goods that if you're eating high cholesterol foods that you're going to have high cholesterol, and that's actually not the truth whatsoever. There is absolutely no correlation between the fat that we eat, unless it's garbage fat, bad fat, things like trans fats. But if you're eating natural fat, your body's going to break those down completely to free fatty acids. They're going to get carried through the blood to the liver. And then the liver decides if it needs to turn that into cholesterol to help repair and rebuild the cells and help make up the cell wall. And so it's not until the liver gets it, when the liver then decides whether we need to produce good cholesterol, bad cholesterol, or any cholesterol at all. And the bad cholesterol is actually a direct measurement of how much damage you're creating within your body based upon the garbage food that you're eating.
So you're saying that the body is actually manufacturing the cholesterol?
Yes, the body manufactures cholesterol. Every single one of the cells in your body, all greater than, you know, however many trillions or quadrillions of cells that we have, every single cell within your body needs cholesterol to make up the cell wall. Without that, then the cells burst and they break and they denature, and then you get things like cancer. And so people who have too low of cholesterol, one of the concerns is either they're going to have cancer or they're going to have a stroke. Nobody ever talks about that, but all of that's coordinated by the liver. And so when we eat fat, the fat that gets fully digested and broken down into free fatty acids isn't in a form of cholesterol at that point. It's in a free fatty acid form. It's not until it gets to the liver, and then the liver decides, do we need to produce excess cholesterol because we got a lot of cell damage going on, or do we need to produce a normal amount of cholesterol because everything's moving along normally?
So that's so interesting that the cholesterol is so critical to the helping to fix any damage that's been done to the body and to the cells.
And it's been misinterpreted in terms of lab values. Yes, you don't want your blood cholesterol to be so elevated that you're clogging your arteries, but you also don't want it to be so low that your tissues are just, you know, fraying and breaking down all on their own. You need a happy balance, and the happy balance is keep your cholesterol between 180 and 200. If it's below 180, my concern is that you may be growing cancer or the basis for a stroke. And if it's above 200, well, then you may be depositing things and ultimately end up with having heart disease and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So now we were talking a moment ago about the blood tests that the doctor orders. And so one of those tests will show how the liver functions. Part of it is showing the cholesterol results. So how do those blood tests then give you the idea of how the liver is actually functioning?
Well, if you look at the liver enzymes, if they are elevated, it says the liver is under a lot of stress. If the cholesterol levels are high, the liver is stagnant and clogged. If the other liver components are elevated, it says the amount of stress the system is under, and it may eventually lead to a hormonal imbalance and organ gland dysfunction. Why? Because those hormones are manufactured basically and coordinated through the liver. And, you know, if those aren't working properly, then the the hormones regulate how the organs function, and if the liver can't make those proper hormones, then those organs and glands are going to have issues.
Mm-hmm. So now, in speaking about what a person who has a liver issue might experience, what might they notice about their own health that would indicate a liver problem?
Well, the biggest liver problem that we have is arthritis. All arthritis is too much crap in your liver based upon the crap that you are eating. Hepatitis is a variety in all of its variety of forms. Hormonal imbalances, elevated cholesterol that's too low, that's a serious problem that nobody talks about. All of these things will help you appreciate what your liver's doing and if it needs help or not.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, you're talking about arthritis, so we're talking about not only the joints, but also the connective tissue. So how does that coincide with what we've talked about before about the Grand Central Station idea?
Well, the liver is in charge of all muscles, joints, and tendons, and so when you have any issues within your muscles, joints, tendons, that means that the liver is overstressed and possibly accumulating garbage, and when the liver can't handle it there, it kind of stuffs it in those muscles, joints, and tendons, and that's where you get arthritis from. And so it's an extension letting you know there's a priority system within the body. Your external muscles, joints, and tendons are of a much lower priority over versus, let's say, an organ or a gland. The organ or gland has a higher priority, so the body will try to protect those and will still let you know there's a problem by creating problems within your extremities, muscles, joints, and tendons.
So speaking about muscles, are there particular muscles that are related to the liver?
Well, all muscles are associated with the liver through their joints and tendons, but specifically the muscles around where your shoulder blades meet in the back, the area of your spine there. So the muscles between your shoulders and the ones that attach to your shoulders to the upper neck, which is called the levator scapulae. You know, so if you get tension between your shoulders, most specifically on the right, you definitely have liver stress.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be important to take a look at that.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about, you know, joint inflammation, which is, I guess, what arthritis is. So all these things relate back into what's happening with the liver. And then these toxins, I guess, are getting deposited in the joints, and the filtering function of the liver is not working as well?
That is correct. And so what happens is when the liver doesn't do its job the way that it's supposed to, and it's overwhelmed with toxins and stress, it's going to outsource them. It's going to send them out to its far-reaching storage sites, if you will, to keep the central part of the organ functioning properly. So it's going to make those deposits out in the muscles, joints, and tendons of your extremities.
Now, another thing I remember you saying is that the eyes relate to the liver. So can you tell us what that relationship is?
Well, each sense organ is associated with an actual organ. The liver is with the eyes, the kidneys with the ears, the stomach is with the sense of taste, the large intestine with smell, and the heart is with the sense of touch. And the eyes are the great indicator of how the liver is functioning, and when one gets liver issues, the eyes will tell you. Jaundice, or the yellowing of the eyes, where the whites turn yellow, that's an indication that the liver is having issues. And so your eyes tell the relationship about what's going on within the liver itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a really, really great conversation. I think it's a very helpful one to have. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I have a few more questions I'd like to pose to you about the liver and your health.
Absolutely. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying I appreciate you listening, and please come back after this short commercial break.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about liver health. And Mark, I'm sure you have some more questions.
Well, you know, one of the things that's happening to treat high cholesterol today is so common is that doctors are prescribing statins. But there are some significant side effects to taking those. What are those?
The only one that really matters are liver suppression and diabetes. So anything related to normal liver functioning will need to be monitored with liver enzyme testing 3 or 4 times a year. And the unmentioned side effect is diabetes. But since they already have a treatment for diabetes, it's not really considered or mentioned as a problem when taking statins. But if you are taking statins and you don't already have diabetes, my suggestion is to have that conversation with your medical doctor and say, listen, I'm not interested in replacing my cholesterol problem with a diabetes problem, so I need you to come up with a better solution for me, or I need to go talk to Dr. Rick so he can help me figure these things out.
Well, what are the natural solutions that you could use to help with your liver?
The best thing that you can do is make sure that your liver is functioning properly. I mean, you have to put good quality food in, you have to drink the right amount of water, and you have to get rid of the stresses that you have in your life related to anger and suppressed anger and the other emotions associated with the liver, and you have to, you know, you have to clean that aspect up. So things that create frustration in your life are going to create liver stress. Things that create anger in your life are going to create liver stress. Things that create resentment in your life are going to create liver stress. And so if you're dealing with that at a low level throughout your day, every day, chances are that you have liver stress. And if your body isn't processing foods, if you have obesity and weight management issues, your liver is definitely stressed.
So really, these emotions are really key to understanding how to be healthy.
Yes, they are. They are definitely the key. There's 10 of them that affect how the liver gallbladder system functions. They are the emotions of anger, resentment, or galled, stubborn, emotional repression, depression, indecision, irrationality, frustration, and aggression. These are the emotions that impact the liver and its partner, the gallbladder, and how they function. So if you're experiencing these emotions regularly, you have liver stress, and you need that to be addressed properly.
So that expresses the stress, but you also need to be able to express these emotions. And are there good ways to express things like anger without damaging yourself?
Absolutely. You need to talk about how you are feeling and don't make it anyone else's fault that you are feeling that way. Find a constructive way to express your anger that is not destructive to yourself or to others. Take responsibility for how you feel. After all, the feelings are yours. And at the end of the day, what's important is it's okay for you to get angry at certain things. And you can say to people that, listen, this situation is making me feel anger. I'm not angry with you. I'm angry with the situation. And that way the other person doesn't need to get defensive, and that creates a whole nother litany of health imbalances within both of those people. But we need to take responsibility for our emotions and how we feel, and we need to find ways to express them rather than repress them, because that leads to problems.
So what happens when the things like anger go unexpressed?
Things like arthritis, vision problems, suppressed liver functioning, multiple other health issues because the liver is malfunctioning itself. And so it's important to make sure that you handle those things and work with a practitioner that has the ability to help you handle those things.
I think what's so important to understand is that there are ways to be able to deal with these issues without having to rely upon things like statins or other drugs and medications and get the help that you need. And I'm sure that in this show, we're not able to answer every question that people might have for their own situation. And you do make yourself available so that if somebody wanted to contact you directly, ask their specific questions, how would they go about reaching you?
Well, I would ask you to come see me. At the end of the day, sitting down and having a conversation and taking the time to really understand what your concerns are and help you appreciate why you have those concerns and what the dysfunction is that's going on within your body would be the best thing that you could do to help yourself. So calling my office at area code 845-561-BACK is a good place to start. Emailing me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. That would be another great place to start. But at the end of the day, it's going to be important for you to have a sit down with me so that we can assess everything that's going on and help you develop a plan out of the woods of your health imbalances.
Well, it's so great that you make yourself available to people and that you do this show every week. And I look forward to every week to being able to talk about these issues related to people's health, because there's nothing more important, I think, in our lives.
Absolutely. Our health should be our biggest priority, because if you don't have your health, then there's really no reason to keep living. So I appreciate your time. I want to thank you very much for listening to today's show. Please tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.